From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggiapinto. Friday afternoon, the Senate voted on a bill to ban elective abortions in Utah if the Supreme Court overturns Roe v. Wade. KUER's Grace Osusky has more on what critics say would be an additional burden for people seeking an exemption to the law.
The only exceptions would be in cases of rape, incest, if the mother's life is at risk, or if the fetus has a lethal defect or severe brain abnormality. But in the case of rape, a patient would be required to show documentation like a crime report from law enforcement to receive an abortion. Democratic Senator Janie Iwamoto says there are many reasons a victim might not go to police.
Rape is one of the most underreported crimes, and forcing reporting itself takes perhaps the only control a victim may have.
Republican bill sponsor Dan McKay says current law requires a crime report, but that he is working with the Utah Medical Association to improve that language.
Is there another vehicle? Is there another way to look at that? And we are still considering that as the bill moves forward.
The Senate voted 21-6 to approve the bill. It needs one more vote in the Senate before it would move to the House. Grace Osusky, KUER News.
A St. George man who was infected in a coronavirus outbreak on a cruise ship in Japan has been transferred from California to a high-level isolation unit at an Intermountain Healthcare Hospital in Salt Lake City. IHC officials confirm they're treating Mark Jorgensen after the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention asked for the hospital's assistance. Jorgensen and his wife were passengers aboard the Diamond Princess cruise ship that quarantined hundreds of people earlier this month. He was transferred from California to Utah on a chartered flight Friday. Dr. Tude Vento, an Intermountain infectious disease physician, said Friday Jorgensen was showing no symptoms of the virus. He had tested negative twice before testing positive while in quarantine at Travis Air Force Base, where he was airlifted off the cruise ship. State lawmakers are working to reduce prescription drug costs this session, but many say the real fix has to come from the federal government. KUER's John Reed has more on what Utah's congressmen are doing.
Two major federal bills targeting prescription drug costs have emerged in Congress over the last year, one from Democrats and one from Republicans, but neither seem to be gaining traction. The Democratic bill would have done the most, according to the journal Health Affairs, in part by allowing Medicare to negotiate drug prices. Right now, that's illegal, and one of the main reasons drug prices are so high in the U.S. Democratic Congressman Ben McAdams was the only Utah congressman to vote in favor of the bill, which passed the House on party lines but stalled in the Senate. Republican Congressman Chris Stewart says he couldn't support it.
What it came down to for me, perhaps more than anything, was my fear that the price controls were just so punitive, and my fear is that it's going to stifle the innovation.
Stewart says he favors the Republican bill, which would focus on capping patients' out-of-pocket costs. Even with party divisions, he says the issue is a priority for lawmakers on both sides of the aisle.
In an election year, we're not likely to do Medicare for all or anything dramatic like that, but this is something that we actually could do right now.
He says combining aspects of the two bills is the most likely path forward. John Reed, KUER News.
Salt Lake City International Airport is seeing record numbers of airline passengers with this winter's abundance of snow. Airport spokeswoman Nancy Vollmer says more than 30,000 travelers have passed through the airport the last few weekends.
We have a lot of people coming in right now to go skiing, so that's where we're seeing some extra long lines on the weekends.
That comes as the Transportation Security Administration recently called for a nationwide freeze on hiring and overtime for its security screeners to bridge a funding gap. Vollmer says airport officials are watching staffing levels as they look to the new airport opening in September. The airport has seen 5% growth year over year, with more than 26 million passengers last year alone. On All Things Considered this afternoon, KUER's Andrew Becker reports on what the TSA's hiring freeze means for passengers ahead of the busy spring travel season. Restaurants and chefs across the region are among the semifinalists for James Beard Foundation Awards announced last week. In Salt Lake City, Table X, Kyoto, and Lassie's Kitchen all received nominations. The Mountain West News Bureau's Maggie Mullen has more.
The James Beard Foundation Awards are often called the Oscars of the food world.
They are the highest accolade that you can possibly earn. And they're extra special, I think, too, because it is pretty much recognition from your peers.
That's Denise Mickelson. She's the food editor at the Denver-based 5280 magazine. She says this year is especially exciting since a change was made to the awards to remap the categories.
So Colorado, Idaho, Montana, Utah, and Wyoming are all in one region together, whereas before we were part of the Southwest region, and Texas is a big culinary, you know, heavy hitter. So to not have to compete against Texas chefs anymore is a big deal for chefs in the Mountain region.
The final nominations will be announced on March 25th. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Maggie Mullen.
And I'm Diane Majapinto, KUER News.